Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcote's North Parish Church. And welcome to the sixth programme in this series. When I started, I didn't know it was going to be a series, but that is sometimes how it goes with radio script writing. We began with a programme entitled Parables of Life. Then it seemed natural to follow up with a programme called Parables of Death. The point I was making in both is that how we cope with life and death is largely determined by our personal mental pictures or parables of life and death. Positive pictures about our lives and death help us to live and die better. We ended up with four programmes of parables of life: seeing life as dancing, loving, journeying, and striving. Now I realise that we have to go a little bit further. So welcome to a programme on the theme of parables of life after death. In our total existence, by far the greater part is not our time in the womb, nor our short lifetimes on earth, nor our cocoon time of death, but the infinite existence in eternity. Just like icebergs, the greater part of our lives is invisible. So here's a selection of songs to do with life after this life. And in keeping with our theory throughout, I suggest that how we get on with our afterlife will have a lot to do with our mental pictures or parables of what we think it's all about. Mind you, it's hard to guesstimate what our future will be like in detail. But the main point is that God has definite plans and He's prepared a place for us. And I, for one, am dying to find out what it's like. Here's Paul Balochi.
What the Lord has prepared, but by His Spirit He has revealed His plan to those who love Him. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived.
Belief in life after death is widespread across the globe and down through the centuries. The theories are many and varied. For example, the Vikings thought of it as Valhalla, a place of daily battles for fierce warriors, and every night they would recover from their wounds and be fit to fight another day. The Red Indians thought of it as the happy hunting ground, where you could hunt all day, every day, to your heart's content. The Jews thought of it as a place with no sea, meaning that is a good thing, because the sea took away the lives of many of their loved ones. Modern Western culture, which can be hyperactive and too busy, we're like hamsters running in wheels, not surprisingly pictures life after this life as taking our rest. That can be very appealing to busy bees. What's less appealing is to picture life after this life as being in hell or limbo or in the abyss of nothingness. Christians look forward to heaven, to being face to face with God, to being reunited with loved ones, to meeting famous heroes of the faith from every century. We look forward to a pain-free life, a life without death or grief, a life without temptation, crime, sin, or any bad bits at all. A life full of love and peace and joy. Wow. What is not to like? So why do people shy away from death? Personally, I'm chomping at the bit, like Red Folly here.
Oh well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Oh yes, well, the morning so bright and the lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh yes,
there will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lord,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
So how about you? Are you ready to go when the call comes? So how do you think about heaven and life after this life? What are your pictures and parables? Dolly Parton thinks heaven is paved with gold and full of good people.
There's a city where the streets are paved in gold, a land where the milk and the honey flows, and a mansion waits for me, 'cause my Bible tells the story. I just hope my walk upon the golden streets of glory. Green meadows where the little children play. No sorrow there, just one long happy day. And none will enter there except the pure and the holy. I just hope my feet are clean enough to walk upon the golden streets of glory.
She is confident that heaven is there and is wonderful, but she's not so sure if she or you we'll be able to enjoy it, because we need to have our names written in God's Book of Life, His advanced bookings.
Is my name written there on those pages bright and fair? Is my name written in the Book of Life? If you want to be up there, then down here you must prepare, and your name must be in the Book of Life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the Book of Life. If you turn to Jesus now, at His feet just humbly bow, then your name will be in the Book of Life.
Michael Card, in this next song, thinks of life after this life as God calling us home, just like God promised through Zephaniah the prophet to bring home the Israelites from exile in Babylon. Martin echoes the same feeling that death is simply going home, and better still, loved ones will be waiting to welcome us home.
Not
Wendy Gracie thinks of heaven as taking a private walk with Jesus in his secluded garden. Wendy feels that the pinnacle of all our hopes and dreams is to behold Jesus face to face in all his glory. When we get to heaven, we will not only see Jesus and the angels, we shall also see the saints.
Go marching in,
oh, when the saints go
And it won't only be Kenny Ball and his jazz band, there will also be the washed-up Beulah Band.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the utter shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
We may get a few surprises as to who is there among the saints and who is absent. We might also be a wee bit surprised to find ourselves numbered among the saints. Here's Charlie Lansbury.
Her heart was like a jewel, she polished every day, with little acts of kindness as she went along her way. She was no picture for your wall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. He raised her children by himself, and they were left alone. He fed their wounded hearts with love until they had their own. He seemed so insignificant and small. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed with saintly faces. Angels can be found in unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes. He drinks too much and swears more than he should, some people say, but they don't count the precious hours of life he gives away to help the weak and humble when they fall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all.
Heaven will be full of singing God's praises. And here is Derek Carroll, already celebrating the great mystery of God inviting us to spend eternity with him. Why should he love me and you? And why should he invite us to be happy with him forever?
By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story, how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by. Land, but he'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome. We will understand
Well, it's been lovely thinking about eternity with you. But unfortunately, we live at the moment under the constraints of time, namely the holy half hour. So there's only time left to squeeze in one last parable or picture of life beyond this life. So I'll leave you with Don Francisco's vision of it. So bye for now.
And as I turn to see the voice that spoke to me, before me I see seven golden lampstands, and the Lord, the Son of Man, in the midst of them he stands. His head and hair were white as snow, and from his eyes a searing fire. His voice is like the torrents as they roar. His right hand holds seven stars. The words he speaks are razor sword, razor swords. And his face is shining like the sun. And when I beheld him, I fell like a dead man at his feet. Felt his hand upon me, and he said to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first, I am the last. I was dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death belong to me. I am alive, and forever dead, but now behold and see, I am alive, and forever I will be. These things are true, as ever truth shall be. The keys of Hades and of death